Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Getting vaccinated is a moral obligation, one that can save your life and the lives of others.
As Christians around the world celebrated Easter Sunday, President Joe Biden cautioned in a video message, COVID-19 is not gone.
By getting vaccinated and encouraging your congregations and your communities to get vaccinated, we not only can beat this virus, we can also hasten the day when we can celebrate the holidays together again.
Biden spent the weekend with his family at Camp David. Flags at federal buildings will be flown at half staff until tomorrow night to honor U.S. Capitol Police Officer William Evans, killed Friday in an attack at a checkpoint. Police say 25-year-old Noah Green rammed his car into Evans and another officer before he was fatally shot. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp lashed out against cancel culture Saturday after Major League Baseball pulled its 2021 All-Star Game out of Atlanta to protest the state's new voting law.
They don't care about jobs, they don't care about our communities, and they certainly don't care about access to the ballot box. Because if they did, Major League Baseball would have announced that they were moving their headquarters from New York.
Kemp argued New York has stricter voting laws with just 10 days of early voting compared to Georgia's 17. MLB said the move was, quote, the best way to demonstrate our values as a sport, unquote. Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines also criticized the law. A New York Times investigation found former President Donald Trump's website made recurring, rather than one-time donations, the default choice for donors in the final weeks of the campaign, only disclosed in the fine print. The campaign issued more than $122 million in refunds, about 11% of overall money raised. Amid rising political polarization, a bipartisan House panel is working behind the scenes to make Congress more efficient and effective. At its first meeting of 2021, the Select Committee on the Modernization of Congress discussed improving staff diversity. Alexia Jordan, a fellow at the Center for a New American Security, told the panel that gender and race are not the only markers for diversity.
Frankly, I don't want an intern trying to advise me about childcare. I want a mom with kids to help us with childcare legislation. I don't want a Manhattanite trying to inform me about agricultural policies, which means I don't want to hear any more about diversity being hiring one liberal or one conservative from Harvard.
The nonprofit Pay Our Interns found more than three quarters of paid congressional interns are white. Executive Director Carlos Mark Vera says congressional internships are a pipeline for future public policy positions.
Some people might be like, who cares if interns are paid or not? Well, that intern is now Speaker Pelosi. Vice President Kamala Harris, in her book, she writes about being an intern in the Senate office she then held.
Vera's group is calling for expanded funding for hiring and increased recruitment from communities of color. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.